This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the all-new evening edition. Now, male birth control pills are not yet a thing, but scientists are working hard to figure it out.
Yeah, apparently it's inching closer to reality.
Oh, no!
Already condoms, right?
Condoms!
I guess more mature ways to look at it, perhaps, well, but not really.
I mean the male birth control pill is like the holy grail of medicine, because right now, it's still, no glove, no love, don't be a fool, cover your tool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it works. But all of that could change.
Do you know any more of those?
I think I know quite a few, Caroline. Some of them not safe for air.
Apparently there's a new study that found that an experimental drug is both safe and effective. It is that once daily pill. What it does is it lowers hormone levels similarly to other forms of longer term contraceptives, without signs of testosterone deficiency or excess. So apparently many men say that they would prefer a daily pill rather than things like long acting injections or topical gels.
Don't be silly. Cover your willy.
Is that all you have to add to the conversation?
Oh, man, yeah, Karen, I got lots of those. But no, here's the thing. When the pill came out, when the birth control pill came out, it was an absolute revolution for women, right? It caused a sexual revolution.
And for men.
And for men as well. But I think, it was very empowering for women. I don't think a male birth control pill is going to have quite the same effect for men. Right?
Would you like to elaborate?
No. In that, I think men are already in positions of power, especially when it comes to sex already.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think this is going to be approached purely as a healthcare from a healthcare perspective, as opposed to a social perspective, what the pill meant for women.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I don't think it has quite the same significance. Apparently, these daily pills have been long elusive to pharmaceutical developers, right? Because oral testosterone in previous forms, it was found that it could damage the liver or clear the body too quickly to work in just one pill a day. So, it's a big deal that we're getting closer to it.
It is. If you think she's spunky, cover your mouth.
All right, let's move over to a real expert.
Yes, we're going to move over to a real expert. Joining us on the line right now is fertility specialist, Dr. Helena Lim. Thank you so much for taking our call, Doc. Tell us, why has it taken this long to make a birth control pill for men? After all, birth control pills for women have been around for a really, really long time.
Okay, number one, I think because we understand, ovulation more than sperm production in the past. Initially, because what happened is the women actually only ovulate one egg per month, so it's easier to control ovulation than sperm production, because sperm production is actually happen every day, and every day millions and millions of sperms are being produced, so it's actually potentially easier to suppress ovulation than to suppress sperm production.
Right. So how do these pills work?
Okay. Pill is actually something called DMAU, or their technical scientific name is called dimetrololone undecanoid. A very, very mouthful, sorry. So let's stick with DMAU. It's actually a type of birth control pills for men, and it blocks the way how our brains tell our testicles to produce testosterone. So when you take DMAU, the testosterone level is actually low down. So that actually affects how we produce sperm in men. So it potentially, this can actually stop men from producing sperm. Mm. So therefore, it's a very promising substance as contraceptive for men.
So these pills look promising, but they're just one of the few new methods in male birth control. Could you give us an overview of the current research into contraception for men?
Yeah. Okay, let me just take you through to the male contraceptive, because it has been very, very interesting. Because in the past, we only have two choices. One is to use condom, and one is to use vasectomy, which is irreversible way of contraception. Now, for the last few years, there has been some very interesting studies that has come out. Initially, is the injectables. The injections is actually consists of testosterone as well as progesterone to inhibit sperm production. But this study was actually terminated prematurely because men cannot tolerate the side effect. men get depression, some are suicidal, they get mood swings and so forth. Now, there's a second one which is actually using a similar compound, but in a gel form, and men have to rub it on the, between their shoulder blade every day. And that seems to be more promising than the injectables because they find that the side effect is actually lesser. And therefore, it is a potential way of stopping sperm production.
Right. So when this pill, I guess, does become available to the masses, how do you think it will change how men and women talk about birth control?
I think that will be very interesting because now the discussion is whose responsibility will it be now? Because in the past, men can say that you are, you know, that I don't have much choice, you know, and it should be you because you have, you know, women have more choices. You can actually consider this and that. But I think the discussion will be very, very different. And I think more and more men are willing to contribute to this responsibility nowadays compared to, you know, years and years ago.
Well, it's taken long enough.
Yeah. So, Dr. Helena, have you seen this behavior in your patients as well?
Yes, I think so. I think men are now taking more responsibility when it comes to their family planning, contraceptive needs. They are also taking more responsibility in parenting compared to, you know, decades ago and centuries ago. So I think this is a good thing. This is something very positive, I would say, to give men and women an equal share in terms of bringing up children, family planning, and creating a better environment for our future generation.
Helena, thank you so much for speaking to us. That was fertility specialist Dr. Helena Lim on male birth control pills. Still a while away. You know, it's effective.
Don't look so disappointed.
Still a while away. Yeah. But in the meantime, just remember, love is cleaner with a packaged wiener. You're listening to The Evening Edition right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.